In Texas, federal judge George Kasin says a lawsuit by 11 Democratic state senators is largely frivolous, but that he'll refer it on for more consideration anyway. The senators have fled Texas for Albuquerque to avoid a special legislative session to redraw Lone Star congressional districts to benefit Republicans. For more, we called State Senator Rodney Ellis. He's one of the Democrats in New Mexico, and his colleague Republican State Senator Florence Shapiro. First, Senator Ellis on Judge Kasin's decision.
I think it's a mixed ruling. It has some positive signs for the Democrats, some positive signs for the Republicans, but on the whole, I think it's an indication that the process just moves along. Whatever happens with the three-judge panel will probably be appealed. It's a case that could very well end up at the United States Supreme Court at some point. So I'd say it's a mixed bag.
Well, when are you ever going to get back to Texas?
I hope soon. This is a matter of principle for me, and the issue of redistricting obviously has national ramifications because it's a 12-vote margin that determines which party controls the United States Congress. But even broader than that, it's the notion of should we have one-and-take-all or continuous redistricting. Even if it was my party, if the Democratic Party was in charge in Texas and they decided to have a second bite at the apple, I don't think that would be appropriate.
Republican Senator Florence Shapiro, how are you viewing events today?
Well, with all due respect to my colleague, whom I am very fond of, I must tell you that the Kasin decision is not favorable, in my view, to the Democrats. I mean, it is one more time. It's happened three times now. This is the third where their arguments before the courts have been avoided. Judge Kasin made a decision not to hear the case, and in that decision he also made some very biting remarks about some of the frivolous things that were being brought forward by the Democrats.
But he did say there's going to be this three-judge panel.
I think the reason he did that, of course, it's the Fifth Circuit, and he's got two Republicans that he's put on there with him, but I think the reason is because he didn't want to be the one to say, sorry, guys, you're wrong.
Well, I would say that, with all due respect to my good friend Florence Shapiro, there was some biting remarks on both sides. I was not, they haven't read the transcript, but our lawyers, I don't think they would mislead me, said that he also made the comment that if he were the Democrats, he would have done the same thing they did. And he also made the comment that in a state that's broke, and everybody knows it's broke, as a citizen, not a policymaker, he is offended by the notion of going through redistricting again.
Let me
and
ask.
And he said, he's skeptical about all the Democrats' claims, quote unquote.
That was what I'm saying. Is there was some biting comments on both sides.
You know, our listeners might just get the opinion that you two are going at each other. Let me play another clip from before we actually started the interview.
I'm going to see my baby girl.
I hope so. I hope
so. My first time in 32 days.
No way.
So I'm not going to Houston.
You have
Texas,
not
obviously.
Seen the baby in 32
I have
days.
Not, I've
Rodney,
seen the
you've
other
lost
three.
Your mind.
I've
you've lost your
three.
Sense of priorities, my friend.
Well, that's why I worked it out and cost me a fortune, but I am going to meet him this weekend.
I cannot believe you haven't seen a newborn baby.
Now, there you are talking about kids and family and being together and all that kind of stuff. When are you all ever going to get things resolved?
I'd like to give you an analogy, and I've used this a couple of times, and it seems to work well. We are in a situation right now in Texas where we have four corners in a room. We have the governor in one corner who has taken a very strong stand that he says he believes redistricting is appropriate. And it is his decision. I mean, after all, that's his job, and he can call special sessions for that purpose. We have the lieutenant governor in another corner. He has made the very strong statement that he believes that redistricting should go forward and that the blocker bill, which is what we call the two-thirds rule, has precedent not to be used this special session, and we should not use it, and he's in another corner. We have the Democrat senators in a third corner who have taken a very strong stand for what they philosophically believe in, and they're in that corner and will not leave, and we have the Republicans in the fourth corner. None of these four corners are being abdicated. No one is going to the middle of the room to try to come up with a workable solution. And it has caused a tremendous amount of heartache, heartburn, anguish, and a lot of anger at the same time.
Well, Senator Shapiro, why don't you walk out in the middle of that room and say, hey, come on, I'll give up this, you give up that, we'll get together.
We would love to do that. We've offered that many times. But each of us is in those corners right now. No one's willing to budge from the corner.
Senator Florence Shapiro of Austin and Senator Rodney Ellis in Albuquerque, thank you both very much.
Rodney.
Thank you.
Rodney.
Florence, love
you. Take care of yourself. I love you, too.
All right. I'm going to a safe state. I'll tell you about it when I get back.
I can't wait.
All right. Bye.
Bye.